Deborah,
I'm
so I want to talk about some of the kosher inyanim that we began very briefly last time, and I want to proceed from there to hopefully move on to sugyas of matir, which is related to kosher, and maybe today we'll also talk a bit about tove if we can. So let's get to work. So last time we spoke about baggy ties, remember? And the chevra is like, why on earth would baggy ties be a problem? Like, Schwartz, I don't know what you were drinking last night, but what's going on? I think, again, you're all too nice to say it like that, but that's what you were thinking. So let's learn together. Bottom of page 10, top of page 11. Rambam, first of all, writes, Mutter lichshor kesher she'eino shel kayam l'dvar mitzvah. Kigon shigitcha limdol shior mishiurei Torah, etc. Nimas kino shenifsekal koshen osa b'mikdash avlo b'medina. Lo yikcha nimal chatchia fil b'mikdash. Okay, so the Rambam first of all says that you're allowed to tie a kesher she'eino shel kayama l'dvar mitzvah. Right now, this is not really related to what we want to talk about right now, but just to talk about a kesher she'eino shel kayama l'dvar mitzvah, there is a question again. There is, according to Rashi, let's say, so the dinim of kosher are entirely based on zman, right? So there's kosher min hatayra, which either means a month, half a year, or a year. There's kosher that's mutter legamre, which is either within one day or within 7 days. And then there is something lezman katzar, there's kosher for like a brief period of time, which means a brief period of time, which means either between one day and a year, or it means between 7 days and a year, right? So within Rashi, it's all based on time. The Rambam, as we noted, explains that it requires the two characteristics, uman and permanence, right? Strength, let's say, and permanence. So that's the Rambam's Hagdara. If something is a kesher she'eino shel kayama, so the Rambam paskens that you're allowed to tie it lidvar mitzvah. So what are the cases of tying a kesher she'eino shel kayama lidvar mitzvah? So let's go slowly. We spoke last time about tying a tichel. So you explained to me that there are certain things called pre-tied tichels, which is a thing apparently. But let's say you don't have a pre-tied tichel and you want to tie the tichel. Apparently, you don't tie a tichel with just like one thing, right? It will fall off if you just do one.
As if you're American or Israeli.
Okay.
American can only do one side. Israeli feel like a whole like
No, but even in the American thing, don't they like tie it like once, twice in order to hold it in place?
Oh yeah, once that yeah.
The first one doesn't do anything, right? If it's just loose, it's all gonna fall off. Americans only tie one tie? Am I going to have to take off my tie again to demonstrate? But the assumption that the Chazon Ish most make is that when you do a tichel, you're going to tie it with like what's a kesher agabe kesher. Now, the Ramah paskens that every kesher agabe kesher is considered a kesher uman. But if it's a kesher uman that is for a brief period of time, so that is Usser midrabanan, any kesher that's usser midrabanan, the Rambam paskens is mutter l'dvar mitzvah. Not doing an aveira is a mitzvah, right? L'harchik adam min ha'aveira is also considered some sort of mitzvah. So one could make a strong case that tying a tichel with a double net is going to be, right? It's a kesher agabi kesher, let's say.
You can just cover your hair some other way.
You don't have a way. Let's give it like that. You don't have a way. This is what you have. You have a tichel. You want to wear a tichel.
No, but someone wears wigs. Why should they have to opt for that?
Again, I'm not talking about someone who wears wigs, right? We're talking about you. This is how you cover your hair with a tichel. One could argue that's okay. One could also make the case over here that when the Ramah says that a kesher agabe kesher is by definition considered a kesher uman, so that Ramah is a chumra ba'alma. That's what the Chazon Ish writes. The Chazon Ish is in Nun Beis Yud Zayin. Chazon Ish writes that it is considered a, what's it called? It's a chumra ba'alma, and therefore maybe you can be mekel for that reason. In the Sefer Archos Shabbos, so he writes that some of the achronim say that a woman has to be very careful not to tie her mitzbachat with a kesher agabe kesher, even if you intend to undo it the same day, based on what we said, that a kesher agabe kesher might be a kesher uman, and we're only mekel if it's going to be undone the same day. Amnam das kama gedoli hora'a lahatir bazeh. And the footnote, again, this is Perek Yud Din Vav, the footnote quotes from the Ketzer Shulchan Aruch, etc. Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says that this is going to be mutter because it's not really a tight knot. And there also are opinions, the Birkei Yosef, the Chida says that the minog is that we do not treat, or in certain Sephardi communities, they do not treat a kesher agabe kesher like it's considered a kesher uman. So that is one issue regarding the kula. So either we could be mekel because it is a dvar mitzvah, perhaps, right? In which case, so Sophia was saying, well, maybe it doesn't help if you are you also have a wig. But we could be mekel based on the fact that kesher agabe kesher might not really be a kesher uman. And even if it's done for a couple of days, perhaps it could be mekel as well. The Ktzos HaShulchan, that's from Avram Chaim Noeh, he's mekel about the gartel on the Sefer Torah because it's considered l'dvar mitzvah. Right? In other words, let's say it's a gartel that is going to be more than, less than a week. Right? Your Shabbos Sefer Torah, but you won't use the Sefer Torah during the week. So in that case, it's going to be more than one day. Right? Can you tie or not? So one could argue that since it's an Isser Drabbanan, unless a knot is tied for forever, according to Rashi, it's Asur Midrabanan, and it's probably not a Maisa Uman, it's probably not particularly tight. So one could argue that it's only Asur Midrabanan, and tying the Sefer Torah, doing Galila or whatever, is considered some sort of Tzorach Mitzvah. So these are Svaris to be Mekel based on the Tzorach Mitzvah idea. We're good? Next Rambam. If it's mutter, so it's going to be mutter. I want to come back to that later. Next, back to baggy ties. If I take rope and I twine the rope, I take rope and I twine it together. I think chutzin are like reeds or something. Chelef, chute tzemer. Chute tzemer is like wool. I'm not sure what chelef are, right? Chute pishtan, chute se'ar. This is a tolda of kosher and your chayiv. And the measurement, the shiur, is that it should last without, right? V'shiur, k'dei sh'yamar achevel b'silaso b'lo k'shira, sh'nimtzeis malachto miskayemes. The shiur is that it will last without tying it. Similar, without making a knot. Similarly, if I undo a psiel, if I twist it together and I undo it, so that's the malacha of matir, it's a tolda of matir, unless it's mekalkel. So the Rambam paskins that twisting something is posel chavolim is considered the malacha of kosher. As I state in Rambam. Based on this Rambam, in the Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa, it's in Perek Tes Vav, note 166, the Shmir Shabbos wants the Aser using baggy ties. Now, the Shmir Shabbos, I mentioned there's like 1.0, 2.0, and 3.0. So Shmir Shabbos 2.0 has a volume 3 that has some addendums to the Shmir Shabbos 2.0. So even though in 2.0 he's convinced that it is going to be a problem, but in 2.0 part 3, so he hedges a teeny bit because there are many who assume that it is not considered the malach of kosher, and therefore it is not going to be usher to undo it. Right? These many who assume this is the Sefer Arzarua. That's the next source that we have on page 11. Hatove, right? Yerushalmi. Hahinda Ovid Chavolim. Hahinda Ovid Zir Chayev Mishum Tove. If you make ropes, you're Chayev for Tove. Tove. Right? Tove is usually take string and you make the thin fibers into one string. But Yerushalmi says, if I make ropes, I'm chay for tova. Because of Harambam, hatova orech daled tzvachim mikol dover anitvas chayiv acharatova etzema etc. Right, and the Rambam says that there's a measurement of daled tzvachim, and I don't know, says the Urzimura, where he got that shear of daled tzvachim from, etc. But b'kitra ma'aseh, the Rambam assumes that when they make a rope, I'm chayav for kosher. The Arizarua says, if I make a rope, I'm chayav for tove. So let's just put this into lumdisha terms. Right? We spoke about the chakira way back when, whether the malach of kosher, is it a siyas hakasher? Or is the malach of kosher combining items together? So let's plug it in. Is the melacha of kosher melachas hachibur, that I tie a knot and let's say I therefore hold some sticks together, or I tie a knot and I hold, what's an example of, what do people tie knots for? I tie a knot and I hold my bakery box together. Right, so I'm holding things together so it doesn't separate. One could argue that the melacha of kosher is a melachas hachibur. One could argue that malach of kosher is, this is a bit tautological, but the malach of kosher is to make a kesher. L'cha'ora, this is the machlokas between the Rambam and the Arzarua. Right? They're arguing about the nature of kosher. That the Rambam holds that kosher is malachas hachibur. So when I attach small things and they make it into one larger rope, that is called kosher. The Arzarua says that can't be kosher because you're not making a kesher. Kosher means you make a cheftza of a knot. I'm not making a cheftza of a knot when I twine it together. So far, so good? Now, obviously, there's also machlokes because the Rambam does not say that it's tova. There is a beferish Yerushalmi that it is tove. How come the Rambam does not say that it's tove? So the Or Sameach writes that we already encountered this Gemara, didn't we, about braiding hair? The Gemara says
a special limud
that braiding hair is what? It's especially from Chava. Vayiven Hashem Elokim es Hatzela, right? That the Rabbeinu Shel Olam braids Chava's hair. And since the Torah says Vayiven, so the Gemara says that's a malacha of Bona. The fact that the Gemara says it's a malacha of Bona, and the Gemara does not say that braiding hair is a malacha of Tova, that leads the Rambam to say that Tova is only a malacha when I twist things in order to sew afterwards. But if I twist things together, not in order to sew, so the Rambam is going to say that that's not tova. Need another pen? Right? So that's not tova according to the Rambam. So basically what we have is as follows. The Rambam and the Urzarua are disagreeing about 2 points. They're disagreeing about the Hagdara of kosher. And they're also disagreeing about the Hagdara of tova. Nachon? There are 2 points of disagreement. Now, once I'm at this point, so then I have to figure out how do I paskin. The Mishnah Berurah, by the way, in the Simen of Kosher, from Shin Yud Zayin, the Mishnah Berurah quotes this Rambam that making rope is considered the malacha of kosher. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the Rambam. But it is very possible that this is not it's not true lahalacha. Look in Simin Shin Yodala, this is Sifches. Chos lo shel tmarim v'grogros. These are small baskets that you put dates in. Imakisui kosher b'chevel. If the knot is, if the cover, excuse me, is knotted, matir v'soser sharshiros hachevel. You can undo the ropes. And you cut it even with a knife. Now, one second. I have choslos shel tmarim. I have like these baskets and they're covered. Right? And there's like a rope, let's say, that is attaching the basket, is attaching the cover to the basket. So the din in Shulchan Aruch is that I'm allowed to undo, it's matir, a matir de sharsheres. I can undo it. So that's by something which is called Soser Kalim. If you hold Ein Stira B'Kalim, so Letzorech Ochel, we're going to be Mekel. Right? There is no Kula. People sometimes think that whatever I'm doing with Letzorech eating is Mutter. It doesn't work like that. If that would be the case, I could cook on Shabbos. Huh? I could be Borer. So Borer, if it's Lechol Miyad, Biyad is okay. That's fine. But there's no Kula just because it's food. Food isn't like the 14th Amendment of Malacha. Right? It doesn't work like that. So the Shulchan Aruch writes that I can undo the ropes that hold the cover to the basket. Zucked the bir halacha. Choso shel tmarim. You have it on page 11. Kein hu lashon hatur v'hu perish al masham masham b'gemar mafkia. Right, the Gemara says that you are mafkia the ropes, and the Torah understands what that means is that you are matir, that you untie it. The chaim pirish Rashi, v'ayichadushi Reb Kiva Eger shenisha alzer b'tzarchiyon, because the Magen Avraham at the end of Shin Yud Zayin quotes in the Rambam that posel chavam is chayim mishum kosher, and therefore soser is chayim mishum matir. V'avdu soser shalom amnas livnos yal koponim asum midrabonim du soser kesher shok hayama. Right, so the Reb Kiva Eger asks Akasha, how can Shulchan Aruch say that you undo the ropes to get the cover off of the basket? It should be a problem to undo the ropes because that is the Malach of Matir, according to the Rambam. That's Reb Kiva Eger's Kasha. Zuck the Bir Halacha. Vine al Pirish Rashi Batur en Kosha Dehem lo Yisbru Bazeh ka Rambam. Aba Rambam Kosha. Right? It could be that Rashi and the Tur do not hold like the Rambam. That means that Rashi and the Tur do not hold that making rope is kosher. If making rope is not kosher, so then undoing rope is not, right? Is not, what's it called? Matir.
That's
what
it is, Dave. When you make a rope, making a rope and undoing a rope are not the same thing. When you undo a rope, you're not really undoing a rope, it's undoing the kesher of the rope, as opposed to making a rope when you're actually making a rope.
I'm not sure I get the distinction.
Meaning, when you're making a rope, you're making two pieces of twine.
And they put it together.
Putting them together. When you're untying...
When I undo a rope...
...around the bow ropes or whatever, you're just untying the rope, you're not like... You're not breaking the twine.
No, I think the case is that I'm breaking the twine.
I thought
the idea is that matir v'soser sharshiros hachevel. Right? I'm breaking apart the rope. I'm breaking apart the chain. And according to the Rambam, that should be the melacha of soser. So the Bir Halacha says that could be that Rashi and the Tur hold that it is not kosher if I make a rope. So how come, according to the Rambam, I'm allowed to be mafkia, right? How come, according to the Rambam, the Gemara Kuf Mem Vav says, I'm allowed to use, the, we don't know what the word mafkia means. How come it's okay, according to the Rambam? So zukt the Bir Halacha, that the Rambam's going to say mafkia differently. The Rambam will say that mafkia means Minatek the Korea means that you rip it. Now, if I'm ripping it, how come it's not a malacha Korea? But remember, one of the Lamentes malachos is also Korea. So the Bir Halacha is suggesting that Rashi and the Torah understand that Matir is the way, or excuse me, that Mafkia in the Gemara, the way I get the cover off of the basket is Mafkia. Rashi and the Torah understand that means I untwine the rope. Okay, that's very nice. That's because they hold that making a rope is not kosher to begin with. But the Rambam holds that making a rope is kosher, so you can't untwine the rope. So the Rambam is going to say, what I do is I snap the rope. Like I take a sword and I cut it. I rip it. So then the Bir Halacha is bothered by Akasha. How come that's not Korea? And the Bir Halacha says something in the brackets, the Ein Shaykh Lesar, Machmas Korea Gufa, do Asur Midrabon and Afilu Shlo Amenas Litvar, and don't tell me some Lach of Korea, which would be at least be an Asur, an Isur Drabonon, even though you don't intend to tie it. The Ein Shaykh Shem Zeh Ala Bekriyas Beged, the Shaykh Bo Korea Amenas Litpar. Ulahachi goes Rabbi Rabon and Filu Shalom Amnas Litpar, Mash Inkin Bozeh. The Bir Halacha seems to say that the Lach of Korea is only ripping garments. Ripping thread is not the malacha of Korea. Korea means ripping something that's usually sewn. Even though Korea shalo amanas litpar is going to be aser midrabanan, let's say, but it's only called the malacha of Korea if it's something that you usually sew. If a string rips, do you sew it together? Sophia, the answer is no. You don't sew string together. When string rips, right? You're never going to take a needle and thread and put a string back together. You're never going to, right? You're never going to sew it together. Now you.
But why should it be that we're limiting these malachos to very, very particular?
So this is one of the reason I have a hard time teaching malachos, because we end up seeing these svaras which are very, they're very flimsy, so to speak. I don't know. The only problem I have with this, though, is I'll tell you a story. I was the rabbi in Washington Heights. There was an Eruv in the Heights. So sometimes the Eruv wire would rip. Now, what you could do when the Eruv wire rips is you could put up an entirely new wire. But you could also tie it together with tape, with strong tape. Tying together something with strong tape is really tofer. Right? Tofer is I use a third thing to connect two things. So the Mishnah Berurah's argument that there is no kireya on string because there's only kireya on something which is shayach tfira, I think that's a little questionable. But be it as it may, the Bir Halacha is arguing that there is a machlekes Rashi versus the Rambam about how I understand this Gemara. The Gemara says mafkia. Rashi and the Tur say mafkia means soser, that I unbraid that, what's it called? That rope. The Rambam would say that I can't unbraid a rope. That would be the Mlach of Matir. Rather, it means I rip a rope. And based on this, the Mishnah Berurah has a chiddush within the Rambam about the definition of Korea. But the Pashtus is, and I saw in, there's the Sefer, like the Megillah Sefer in Shabbos. He's my dear beloved friend. That's why I call him. So Megillah Sefer writes that his opinion is that Shulchan Aruch paskins against the Rambam. Shulchan Aruch says matir. Shulchan Aruch says I can undo this rope. The Rambam says you can't. So yeah, the Rambam will have to learn the Gemara somehow. And the Bir Halacha works on how the Rambam understands the Gemara. But B'Kitzra Ma'aseh, the Pashtus is that Shulchan Aruch is against the Rambam. So one Svara L'Hakel is, a Svara L'Hakel on baggy ties, is we might not paskin like the Rambam. Now, the Mishnah Brura quotes that Rambam. The Magen Avraham quotes that Rambam, but the Mechaber is against it. So I have the Or Sameach who already showed that maybe the Talmud Bavli is against the Yerushalmi, that making rope is Tove. Right? But when I get beneath the surface, I'm not sure. I'm not really sure what the din is about undoing rope. For the Rambam, it would be chayiv, but one could argue that we don't hold like the Rambam. Let me say it a different way. Baggy times. Right? Remember, for the Rambam, in order to be chayiv, I need something which is a kesher uman, and it has to last for a long time, no? Now, we're not sure what a kesher uman is, so therefore the Rama asks, there's any double knot, because it might be a kesher uman. Do you think that a baggy tie requires any umnus to tighten it? Right, 5,000 monkeys surveyed, and 4,999 of those monkeys are able to use a baggy tie to tighten the bag. That means it's not a ma'isa uman. One could argue that maybe a kesher agabe kesher is a ma'isa uman, but a baggy tie can be done by anyone, so it's not a ma'isa uman at all. If it's not a ma'isa uman at all, so I sort of have a mumman of shach. The one who says it's usser, the one who says making rope is usser, is the Rambam. But the Rambam requires ma'isa uman to really be chayiv. Elamai, it's going to be chayiv, it's going to be not chayiv, it's going to be usser midrabbanon. Well, it is a drabbanon, it could be, doesn't apply to the baggy ties. And this idea already, Rabbi Ribiat says this idea just on his own. I'm putting it together with the Rambam. Meaning, one can make a case that anything which is meant to be done and undone is not a malach at all on Shabbos. I can open a door and close the door. How come it's not bona? Teretz is, it's meant to be done and undone. Similarly, we could argue that the baggy ties are mutter because they're meant to be done and undone.
But even let's say I was trying my shoelaces with a triple knot, I wanted to go off the moment so, off the shoe.
If I do something, but normal people do it differently than I do it, that doesn't count. But the normal way of using a baggy tie is to do it and to undo it. You undo the thing, Friday night you take out the challah, then you have a few slices of challah left, you put it back in the bag and you do it back. Well, I'm basically saying, Rabbi Ribiat says this svara to be mako on its own. I think it's more of a reason to be mako because I'm only choshesh lahachmir within the Rambam, and the Rambam is the one who says, in order to really be chayiv, I need a ma'isa omen, and I would argue this is not a ma'isa omen. Now, in Rabbi Ribiat's book, he says, maybe if you want to be machmir with baggy ties, you should only do one tie, not two. Reb Shlomo Zalman is not crazy about that idea because the difference between one and two, right, is like a double knot as opposed to a single knot. It's just that a double knot is tighter than a single knot, no? A baggy tie will last for a long time, even though it is, what's it called? Right? Even though it's a single twine, it's going to last for a single twist, thank you. Now, even though it's a single twist, it's going to last for a long time by a baggy tie. So therefore, it could be they give me chayiv, but even in the single twist, the svara that you need a double twist to really be a problem is only because a double twist lasts and the single twist doesn't. But over here, that a single twist will last by the baggy tie, so one could say it's going to be usser. So I don't like Rabbi Ribiat's idea that a single twist is going to be fundamentally a mutter. We also mentioned last time the svara that my Rebbe, Rabbi Moshe Brown has, that the baggy ties are okay because what holds it together is just the fact that it's metal as opposed to string, that it's your mice of twisting, etc. And Michal says she doesn't understand it. And if you look in Rabbi Ribiat's book, page 799, he quotes the svara. But in the back, in the notes, he says, I only quote this story because people say it, but I don't understand it. So that's... Yes. Okay, if you want, Mary McComas, on this question...
I have a one-track mind.
Right, it's all getting... Is there a Bechina coming up, or... No, just... Okay. Right, so we mentioned some of the Mar Makomas, the Shmir Shabbos, chapter 15, note 166, etc. Now, why would the Rambam, by the way, not say that it's Tova? Why does the Urzara say that's Tova? Right, so we pointed out that there are two issues. Right? They're arguing about the nature of kosher, that the Rambam holds kosher is not making a chefetz of a kasher. Kosher is a melacha of chibur, and the Or Zarua might hold that it is making a kasher. And we also said that they're arguing about tova, and we said a svara which Sophia did not like, the svara that maybe tova is to make thread in order to sew, but once something is already thread, to make it into thicker rope, which is not going to be used for sewing, is not tova. Right? We said that, Svara? And you didn't? What Svara did we say?
I said that I'm like that
Korea. Oh, Korea is only for my God. Okay, that's also. But by Tova, the Rambam might hold that it's not Tova just because, like we said, that Tova is a hachana for sewing. That's the Svara that we said. Another Svara, though, to be Mako is Hazoi. Or let's say it like this. For the Rambam, the Malach of Tova is to prepare something for sewing. Or we could say it more precisely, for the Rambam, the Malach of Tova, here, look at the top of page 12. HaTova orech arba tvachim mikol davar hanitve is chayiv. Tova is chayv for four tefachim. Echad haTova is haTzemer, or is haPishton, or is haNotza, or is haSeyar, or is haGidin Chokiyotze B'zeh. HaOse is haLeved. If I make felt, it's also Tova and you're chayv. Okay, how do I make felt? The way I make felt is you take like sheets, let's say, of wool, and you press them together for a long time, and it gets stuck together.
This is one of the questions about whether or not toilet paper is compatible, and like paper is compatible with leather.
Because the material that the paper is made out, that the toilet paper is made out of. Right, because there the Noida Yehuda who says that it's Mekabel Tuma, I mean, there are two issues up there, whether Mekabel Tuma Midrabbanon is considered Kabbalas Tuma for Dinei Ksamim, and also whether toilet paper or the paper at that time was Mekabel Tuma. It happens that our paper today for sure is not Mekabel Tuma, because our paper is mamish disposable. Right, no one's gonna. What? I think that's pretty muskam that anything that's mamish disposable is not makabel tuma. No, the Yotzot Talacha always quote me wrong. I don't like women wearing pads during the. That's not because I hold that a pad is makabel tuma. Disposable things are not makabel tuma.
It's not attached to the underwear. That's why.
So Rebbe Yosef says it like that. That becomes makabel tuma because it's attached to the underwear. I thought the pshat was the reason I don't like wearing pads. Is just because it makes my life much harder. Because the hagdara of what is a stain versus what's a flow, many poskim. I don't think so. I mean, Rebbe Yosher says. I know everyone misquotes me. Right, that's
everybody said that. Like you think that.
Right, that's not true. That's not what I say. I tried to explain this to Tara Ice many times. Like, no, that's not what Yosher says. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying that, like, practically speaking, it's very hard. Like, I'm much more okay with liners rather than pads. Because you can tell how much it is. And like, the Hagdara, I think, of what's considered a Re'iya versus what's a Kesem has something to do with the amount. Now, I know we're not running Nida, now we're running Shabbos. This is like other topics. We're going from Gittin, huh?
But I think you're misquoted.
Yes, I am. Well aware.
No, but it's so enlightening.
Yeah.
That's why you can't believe in Shavuot.
Right, that's what we spoke about, Rabbi Bleich and Rabbi Yaakov and the ties, right? That's what we spoke about last time. Okay, but look back at the Rambam. The Rambam writes, if I make felt, it's considered tov and am chayiv. Right, so the Rambam says that making felt is tove. Raive, ha'osas ha'lever, ha'reza told us tove. Amar Avram, eini makir tevia ba'asiyas ha'lavadim. The Raive says making felt is not tove. Levishol okeach ha'tzemer miluban minupatzer sholtro gabi begev v'nosno v'nosei moch al moch ha'kshin Ad shenasa ova matficho b'mayim v'korcho ma'beger ma'hadko v'nasa ha'levet me'elav v'mza chibur korilei tzvia eini yodeya v'nir yosef shu k'megabein, which is a told of bona. Right, the Raavad says that it can't be tove because over here you're taking the wool and you're just putting one on top of another on top of another until it gets stuck together. Rather, if anything, it's going to be melacha of bona. So let's go slowly. Bona means I'm combining disparate items to become a single entity. I take bricks and I combine them through mortar to become a house, to become a wall. That's bona. Tove, says the Ravid, making felt is not tove. Says the Rambam, making felt is tove. One could argue, Azoi, that the Rambam holds that Tove is not making thread per se, but Tove is a preliminary stage in making begadim. In order to make a beged, I need fabric and I need thread. Making fabric is Tove. Making thread is Tove. Because those are both stages that are necessary stages of making a beged. Meaning, the Rambam might hold that preliminary stages to malachos are also considered the malacha. Tove is something that's involved in making a beged. I need fabric to make a beged. Making fabric is tzarchei tevia. Right, to sew something or tzarchei beged making. This probably is a machlokes. This idea I saw in the Sefer Yesodei Yeshurun. But if you remember, there's a machlokes between the Rambam and the Ravid about if I make dye on Shabbos, what's the malacha? So the Rambam says, if I make dye, so that's, you agree with the Ravid. The Rambam agrees with you, right? The Rambam says that it's soveya. Now, how come according to the Rambam it's soveya? Right, because the Rambam holds that preliminary stages, if it's tzarchei ha-tzivia, making dye is necessary to dye. D-Y-E, right? Similarly, making felt is necessary to make begadim, so stages that are part of beged making, or necessary stages in beged making, is the malach of toveh. Right, that's probably the idea in the Rambam. And the Rambam and the Ravid, and Shitasam, etc. So let's just review what I think is Azoy. It seems to me that using Begit on Shabbos, is it Mutter, is it Aser? So in the Shmir Shaz Kil Chasa, he wants to say it's Aser, but he hedges on it a little bit in that volume 3 of 2.0. The Shabbos Kitchen book is Mekel. The Rabbi Ribiat book quotes different opinions. He quotes some are Mekel. He says the Svara that metal is different, but he does not like that, etc. It seems to me that Azoy, many Rishonim do not hold that making rope is the Malach of Kosher. The Rambam holds it is Kosher, but the Rambam can't say in our case of the Bagatites paradigmatic Kosher because it's not Maisa Oman. One can argue that it might be tove, perhaps, when you twist something together. I'm not sure. This svara that tevia is only to make something that you're going to sew with, I'm not 1,000,000% sure that's true. The what's it called? The Urzarua says that if I make rope, that's tova. That means making rope is not, you don't sew with rope, but it's still tova. One could argue that according to the Urzarua, there is going to be some sort of tova involved in making, twisting a baggy tie. But if it's tova, so there's no problem of undoing it because there's no unmalacha for tova. So I think there are pretty decent grounds to be make on undoing a baggy tie. So if I don't undo, if I have my challah in the bag when Shabbos begins, I can undo the tie. Then I want to put the challah back in and, right, on Friday night after the meal. So then I should not twist it because in that case, I have to be nervous that that might be tova for the Urzarua. And maybe I have to be nervous about the Rambam that that's considered kosher. But what you can do in that case is take it and just wrap it around and around itself. Right? You move, instead of twisting, you wrap it. It will hold the bag together also. Or you could use one of those plastic things to hold it in place. The idea that Rabbi Ribiad has, that you just twist it once, I think is questionable because the difference between once and twice is only based on how long it will last. So far, so good about baggy ties. This is, again, Judaism according to me. Let's go on. Something that's tied together, but you will throw it out. Is that considered chokayama? Bottom of page 12. I call this kesher sheyizrok. Is that called chokayama? Maybe we spoke about this a little bit, if you remember, when we spoke about the toilet disinfectants. I know. The in the tzoveya, Shaila, right? Michal's like, how come you're bringing up all the bad memories?
We can talk about menapes if you want.
But menapes, right? We have a kula, yes. Right? But, so we spoke about the toilet disinfectant. It's not pashut to be makel over there, right? We said one possible story to be makel is that it is tzviya ba'ochlim, and I think the chevra felt that that was like one of the craziest svaras in the history of Judaism. But another svara to be makel might be that this is called eina shokayama, because what I do is I dye the water, but then I flush it, and the water goes and mixes with all the other water, and whatever is dyed will soon be diluted, and it will lose its seva. Is something that gets thrown out considered eino miskayim? So we spoke about, so it could be that by the, what's it called? That by the toilet thing, the star is not as strong. But let me give you another example, some that you throw out. You diaper a baby. So the diapers have tabs with like adhesive inside the tab. That's potentially the malacha of tofer, no? Tofer means attaching two things via a third thing. So one could argue that when you use those tabs on the baby's diaper, that is tofer. Now, when I put the diaper on the baby the first time, so then that's tofer she'eino shel kayama, no? And there's two opinions in the Ramah, and it's mamish, not for a long time. The assumption is that when you put a diaper on the baby, it's not going to last there that long. But, right? But when I'm done, when the baby is done with the diaper, when the baby has already soiled the diaper, can I snap it back together and then throw it in the garbage? Maybe that is tofer shel kayama. So this is a larger shaila. Something that I will throw out is that called chokayama. Let's just go through this very quickly. Gemara in Sukkah Lami Gimel Mebeis. Toda. Gemara in Sukkah Lami Gimel Mebeis. Tan Rabbanan. Huta Egdo V'Yom Tov. Remember, there's a machlokes in the Gemara where the lulav tzarech eged, lulav ein tzarech eged. Do I have to bind the hadassim and aravos to the lulav or not? So if the eged gets undone on yontiv, so ogdo ka'aguda shoyerek. What I do is I tie it up like a bunch of vegetables. If you ever saw like parsley or something, right? Yet they're tied around this way. Right? No one ties a knot to hold the parsleys together. Right? They just go around and around and around. So if my eged of my lulav comes off, I do a kagudasho yerek. Frekli gemara va'amai, make a bow. Right? In other words, it's a davar pashut that you can't make a knot. Frekli don't make a bow. So my answer is no, we're going like the sheet of the town of Reb Yehuda. The Reb Yehuda holds that aniva is considered a kesher. Okay. Zozain. Look at Rashi's. Two Rashi's in Sukkah. Right, so Rashi first writes, "Huta egdo shululav biyomtov." You tie it up the kricha ba'almi, just wrap it around. Yichrocha eged sabe v'yitvov rosho b'tocha kerech. Right, you wrap it around and then you stick it inside. And kemosha ogdem agudas yerek v'lo yikshar shnei roshim ke'echad kishar ksharim dekesher shokayama me'avos melachos hu v'zehu shokayama she'eno choshesh lahatiro olamis. Zakt Rashi. When I tie my lulav together, this is a kesher shel kayama because I never want to untie it. Now, 1 second. What do you do with your lulav after yontiv? You burn it on Pesach. Okay, so that's 6 months later. So if you're choishish for that, but let's be honest, that's a very late practice, right, to burn it. Right, the idea is that when you do one mitzvah, you should do another mitzvah. It's a very late practice. The din is that hashmishe mitzvah nizrakim. You take your lulav and you throw it in the garbage. No? Even so, Rashi says that it's a kesher shel kayama because you'll never undo it. Many achrenim, Rav Shlomo Zalman, brings a raya from here that maybe something that I'll throw out is considered shel kayama. It's only not shel kayama if I'll undo it. But if I do it permanently, then I'll throw it in the garbage, like my baby's diaper. Like my lulav in this case. Or, right, what I'm talking about now is a garbage bag. Can't, right, people have thrown out garbage in their life. Right, so they have like these things, these plastic that you pull, and then can you tie a knot? The minhag ha'olam is that you tie knots in your garbage bags. What? Okay. So,
I would do one, like on Shabbos, you only tie it
once. On Shabbos, you only tie it once. But normally you tie a regular knot. One could argue that it should be mutter to tie a regular knot, a double knot on your garbage bag because you're going to throw it out after. And that by definition makes it initial kayama because you don't care about it.
But this would be
kayama means I want to last for a long time.
This sheet would be against that.
Nahon. So this would be against that Rashi. Rashi sounds like it's called shel kayama because it's never going to be undone. It doesn't mean, kayama doesn't mean that I always want it to remain. Kayama means that I will never undo it. Right? So is there any way out of the Rashi? So Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach is very creative. The Gemara writes on Sukkah Lamed Aleph that b'nei krachin hayomorishin l'lavehen l'vnei v'nehem. People in the big cities would, you'd get a Yerusha. The Yerusha is, this is the Zeta's lulav. Right? This is my grandfather's lulav. They give the lulav to their grandchildren, great-grandchildren, etc. That's really interesting, no? Says Reb Shlomo Zalman. What? So they're poor, and the assumption is that you have to hold like those shitos that for a lulav to be dry, it's mamish got to be like nifrat b'tziporen, because it's not going to really look green and verdant by next year's Sukkos, and certainly 10 years from now. But whatever it is, they would give the lulav to the grandchildren, the great-grandchildren. That means that they are not throwing their lulav out. Our whole raya from the Rashi and the Gemara in Sukkah is thinking like modern men and women, that you throw out the lulav after Sukkot. But at the time of the Gemara, they would give the lulav to children and to grandchildren, etc. So therefore, one could argue that that mamish is something that you want la'olam. I want my great-grandchildren to have this lulav. And that would mean that something I throw out perhaps is enosh kayama. Let's talk a raya that's considered enosh kayama. The Mishnah in the ninth parak of Shabbos. Right, this is actually the sugya of Shavuos, of the yontav of Shavuos, right? Daf Pei Vav in Shabbos. Ponat shechvazeh b'yom ha'shlishi, the Gemara is a pasuk, that hayu nechon l'shloshes yomim, etc. Then the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, minayin shekoshrin l'shon shel zahures b'rosay ha'mishtaleach. When they have the sayer hamishtaleach, the sayer la'azazel, they tie a red, it's not a red bendel. Those things that they sell at the kotel is probably darkei ha'emori or something. It's probably not an authentic Jewish practice. If you want to disagree with me, you can, but you're wrong, right? These red bendels are not authentically Jewish. I hope I'm not like hurting anyone here. I'm not into red bendels. But they would tie a Lashon Shel Zahuris on the Sa'ir HaMishtaleach, and the Gemara learns this from a Pasuk, Im Yuchat Oichem Kashan Kashal Yalbinu. Zakna Tiferes Yisrael in the Mishnah, Af agav de ikuk tzas iser, kishi yotzio chutz l'tchum, o kishi yechamer acharav. Right, so what's the Tiferes Yisrael saying and what's he not saying? There is some, I need a pasuk to tell me that they're kosher in Lashon Shel Zahoris, because there's some iser involved. And Tiferes Yisrael gives me two examples of the iser involved. One is that they're going outside the tchum, okay. The other iser that's involved is mechamer achar behemto, that you're not allowed to like lead an animal, etc. on Shabbos Yontif. But here's the story. The Tiferes Yisrael never mentions that there's a malacha involved in the Sayer La'azazel, the hain of the malacha of kosher. So in the tshuvas of the Tzitz Eliezer, he puts a tshuva of the Maharil Diskin. The Tzitz Eliezer is in Chelak Tesvav Simen Zayin. Maharil Diskin is in the Kuntras Achra and Simen Lamed Hey. That they say that there's no real malacha of kosher in the sense of a malacha da'iraisa. Because what do I do with this Sayer La'azazel? Right? You push it off the cliff. Do you care that the knot lasts forever? It's ki'ilu, you're taking the diaper and throwing it in the garbage. It's ki'ilu, I am tying a knot on my garbage bag. One can make a case. Again, I don't think you should do this. I think with the garbage bags, it's easy enough to do it with a single twist, rather you don't need to make a double knot, but one can make a case that a double knot's okay. And by the diapers, one can make a case also that it is okay for this reason. By the diapers, it's more of a tzorech, I think, than by the garbage bags, right? If you don't put the flaps back on the diaper, then the only way to do it is that you take the diaper and you put it into like a plastic bag and throw it out, or else you're gonna walk around with like the dirty diaper and just throw it in the garbage. Right? It's kind of yucky. So the pashtus is that, I don't know the pashtus, but one can make a strong case that something that will be thrown out after is not subject to the rules of Shel Kayama. I actually wanted to do the Melach of Matir a little bit today, but we're not going to get there. Okay, questions, comments, observations? Okay, excellent. So if there are no questions, no comments, no observations, so we will...